I'm not actually breaking laws. An undercover ATF agent first showed me how to get up here. Just in case, Jamie, he said. Beer bottles and graffiti clutter the fifth floor mooring, a none too flattering take on the university mascot spray painted on the wall. School spirit is a bit more jaded at a small state college. Students sneak up here to goof around, just like we did and those before us. Dorm rooms get tight and college kids have a restless nature and a need to discover new things. Some of us keep that nature even after college is done. For all the trouble it causes, I hope I never lose that. Once desire is gone, you might as well be dead. Still, God should have put a volume knob on restlessness. Too little and you're complacent. Too much and you can't sleep, even when there are no calls and nothing to do but climb the side of People's Bank. God should have put tiny sliders on our stomach so we could adjust emotional balance. And thermostats on trees for nights when it's still 86 degrees at 11:57 p.m. Dogs should live at least 30 years. Kids should be invincible and death spectacular. Like a Roman candle shooting stardust back to paradise. The happiest day of one's life. See, I've got this whole mental list of ideas for God. This either makes him angry or proud. I am not sure which. The very top of the building, a slim ladder leads to the roof. I was born afraid of heights, fever dreams of falling without end. Sometimes I'm flying high in an overcrowded airplane, and someone has to go. I step through a random office door to find myself miles high and plunging towards the sea. I am shot into the sky by a giant sling. They say you always wake up before you hit. But not me. Some say that falling in a dream is a subconscious red flag, Dr. Stevens taught us. It means that something in your life is going rapidly off course. But I have a hard time believing those theories. A dream is just a dream, nothing more than that. In Genesis, Jacob dreamed of a ladder to heaven, angels going up and coming down. And when he woke, he said, "Surely, the Lord is in this place, and I did not know it. This is the house of God and the gate of heaven." Verily, the Bible says, and Jacob was afraid. The roof access ladder is positioned near the landing's rail, a 7-story drop just off to the right. I grab the bottom rung and pull myself up, clinging to the left side. Face your fears, the sages suggest. Kill the old ghosts before the old ghosts kill you. With one leg thrown over, I am on the roof. It helps when I'm restless to sit up high and look out over the town. Elevation brings perspective. If I climb high enough and sit still long enough, then I don't think so many scrambled thoughts. When it's late and still and the lights of the city are dim, that's often when God slips out from the shadows and draws near. From the rooftop, I can see the yellow smolder of the box plant rising in the west to the fires at the refinery by Baleno Lake. From the psych ward to the roller rink, both ERs, and the bend of the river where I got baptized. A few steps to the other side of the building finds me eye level with the steeple of the church where I was on staff not long ago. I can trace the maze of streets to find the nightclub off St. Paul where I DJ'd underage and people waved their hands in the air, the neighborhoods where I learned to ride a bike and drive a car, first grade to grad school, yesterday to now, triumphs, regrets, and absolute catastrophes. The best and worst of times, the zigzag story of my life so far. And those people I've met in their darkest hours, they're all down there too, from trailer parks to gated mansions, from bar stools to prison cells to mega church pews. Trouble makes the ground level. Everybody's struggling to do the best they can. If I were God, I would have made life a little easier, the wages of sin less nebulous, the benefits of prayer and right living quick to pay off. Humans have a hard time learning cause and effect. The faults of others seem obvious while our own are so difficult to see. If I were God, I would have made it the other way around so we wouldn't keep making the same mistakes age after age. And every day reminds me, I am not God. There are really only three choices. God is responsible for everything, we are responsible, or it's some mysterious balance between. If God is in total control, then we cannot be held accountable. If we are in total control, then why would God trust such incompetent and careless drivers to take the wheel of something so important as an eternal soul? And if it's balance, why do we all feel so wobbly down here? I used to think I was the only one who felt this way, but I am not the only one. Giggles and high-pitched voices echo through the heights. I cross over to the other side. Shoes and T-shirts lie in a pile. By